you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about having a comfort problem. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. Is there something that's always spinning around in your head that you almost like don't let go of? It's like this problem that you're trying to solve constantly, this thing that's always happening, this thing that's like spinning around in your head, and you're like trying to solve it, and it just feels like it's always there, and you're always trying to solve it, or you're always trying to fix it. What would happen if you let that problem go? And if immediately, when you even just think about letting it go, you feel this discomfort, this might be an indication that you have a comfort problem. And so, what I mean by this is a problem that you keep because it's comfortable. And so, what this could really look like is if I let go of this problem, there's a discomfort. So, let's say that maybe you're trying to decide on a niche for your business. And this is a thing that you're always trying to solve. Like, I'm going to decide on this niche. And then a couple weeks later, you're like, no, I'm going to do this, or I don't know if this is good enough. It's like this thing. But if you were to decide not to have that problem, probably be uncomfortable because then what has to happen? Maybe things that are more uncomfortable, like going out there and making offers and that kind of thing. For me, one of my comfort problems was actually rearranging things on my calendar. I noticed this a few years ago where I was like, oh, you know what? It's always something that I could just have a little bit of mind drama about. So it's like, oh, when am I going to do this? Am I going to do it today, or am I going to do it tomorrow? Are we going to move it around over here, or maybe I'll do it next week, or like, and it's like this overwhelming thing. But when I started planning ahead of time and then committing to doing things on my calendar and I stopped moving them, what happened was the discomfort came up because then there was no more avoiding the things that I didn't want to do. Then there was this like, okay, what do I actually have time for instead of, I don't know what I should do and this is confusing and I don't know how to prioritize and all this. It was very much like, oh, if I'm going to give that up, now there's this discomfort because I have to decide like, what are the things I'm going to do in this amount of time? And our brains don't like that because it's like, no, we should do everything. So like by moving things around all the time, adding things, removing things, changing the days, all of that, I was giving myself this problem that helped me avoid the discomfort of either having to do the thing that I didn't want to do or avoiding the discomfort of like having to prioritize and intentionally deciding the things that aren't going to get done. So I want you to look at your life and I really want you to think about what my comfort problem be, and then sit with that discomfort. Like just have a little bit of space between the problem that you're always having and like not having it. Like if you let it go, sit in that discomfort for a minute. See what it feels like. See what it's like. And then ask yourself, is it worth it to me to let go of this problem so that I can actually take that action, move forward, go all in, and actually do the thing that I want to do? And if you want to work on creating more commitment, then go to createcommitment.com to get on the wait list. Because when you get on the wait list, you're going to get the opportunity to become a founding member, which includes a special founding member pricing and the opportunity to ask me questions as you're going through the course. So go to createcommitment.com to get on the wait list.